and worldwide online as of rock and roll. We have a guest in the studio, and his name is DJ Spawn of Sean the First.
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this then?
He's actually British, so we
have. Yes, I am. I'm imported.
Right. So we had him in England, and the accent stuck. So he'll be helping me spin wax tonight, and we have some wax, and some of it will go up on TikTok at some point, because, and that's 51DIFM. So I'm starting an empire on TikTok, an empire.
I know a little bit about empires. You see, back when we were in India, we didn't have many radio stations.
Anyways. So I'm going to start off with a song that I discovered the other day. I discovered it. It's my song that I discovered. By David Gilmour and his daughter, I think it's Romney Gilmour. Romney Gilmour. Romney, not like Mitt Romney.
Smooth,
yeah. And it's beautiful. This is called Between Two Points. Everything's in a different place, so it's... There's always something, isn't there? All right. Got to figure out why this isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And this is Between Two Points by David and Romney Gilmour. Okay, I got to say, DJ Spawn of Sean, this is not my fault. This is an equipment failure.
See, I thought I saw a man a little while ago actually come in with a pair of pliers and jam up your computer. I think it was his fault.
It might be. Let's see if this one works. And if not, we got somewhere else to go. And I got to figure out what's going on. This is Gary Clark Jr. with MacTub.
Straight to the top, so we gotta move in the same direction. Yeah, we gotta move. Yeah, time for a new revolution. Yeah, we gotta move. Yeah, you can't stop the mess. Wanna be another victim, so we gotta move in the same direction. Yeah, we gotta move. Yeah, time for a new revolution. Yeah, we gotta move. Yeah, it's time to deal with this trauma. Turn drama. Together, rewrite the mission statement. Regardless who's doing the shooting, we gotta stop doing ourselves on the pavement. And if we don't get it ourselves, then we can't be mad when we don't receive the paper. We come too far for our seat to continue to look back and say that's the way it went. Huh, that's just 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 the way it went. We'll be right back.
so we making more. Why they be in the blind? We going straight to the top. So we gotta move in the same direction.
Yeah. is my song, and I guess you can see we don't get along. I've shut the doors on what we had, so now she can sleep with dear old dad. My eyes are dry.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Roots and Resurgence. Wow, you just heard ZZ Top. When was the last time you heard ZZ Top? Well, probably if you listen to any of the classic rock stations, right. You probably hear it all the time.
Right, yeah. I don't hear it very often, but yeah.
It's amazing how an accent can just stick from birth. Before that, you heard Jeff Buckley with Last Goodbye. Heard Dear Old Dad by Blind Melon. God, I love that song. That's album, their first album, my favorite. Alice in Chains with Wood. And we started off the set with, not with David Gilmour, which we won't be able to get to tonight, but with Gary Clark Jr. And the song was Maktub. I want to say a very quick hello to my little brother Nathan, who is out in the cornfields of Nebraska. It's great to have you listening every week. And yeah, he has a request that's going to come up in a little bit. You have those Christmas traditions, right? You know those Christmas traditions.
Right. Mince pies and crackers.
Yeah. But, you know, you remember back down south when we'd be there and then you'd be in the house. You were all little. All three of you were little.
Yeah, I was little once.
Yeah, once. And you're all there, right? And the door opens. Everyone's coming in. There's your grandmother and grandfather, all these people, the neighbors. And who walks through the door?
Well,
don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. Who walks through the door? But Auntie Alyssa.
Ah, yes, Auntie Alyssa. I think I blocked her out.
Yeah, you probably would have. She comes over, she puts her arms out around all of you, and she's like,
I think I got secondhand black lung.
Come over here, kids. Give us a hug. And you all walk over with that, you know, the that look like you're polite with a smile.
Oh, she reeked of cigarettes.
Yeah, she reeked of cigarettes. And even when she wasn't smoking, it was just coming up off her.
No, she was stale, mate. She went bad like 4 years ago and just, yeah.
4 years prior, actually.
4 years prior, yeah, that's what I meant.
There was that wrinkly skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
yellow.
Premature, and she was only like 35.
It's crusty.
Right, it's pretty gross. And she's like, hey, give me a kiss, how you doing there? So anyways, that was Auntie Alyssa. She used to come over and visit. What are your holiday traditions?
Well, I like to vacation out in the country. I like to holiday in the country. Not England, I'm afraid. Actually, out west.
Do you ever go to visit Jackie Daytona?
Yes, in Tucson, Arizona.
In Tucson, Arizona.
Yes. No, he moved out to Pennsylvania. And, but I recently heard that there was someone else in Pennsylvania who got this thing, right? And it's a holiday tradition down there where they got this large cow, right? It's Amish country. So they take it, right? And then they get these glass bowls, like you'd put on a Christmas tree, right? And you dangle it from the antlers. I mean, the horns, rather.
You dangle the balls from the horns.
In a manner of speaking, yes. God.
So you take the bull by the horns, you dangle the balls from his horns, and...
Yes, yes, it's
does he get milked?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, they're Amish, not savages. Seriously, that's like... Is that racist?
No, not if they're not listening.
No, if they're not listening. All right, remember, kids, you can be racist if then there's no one there.
Right. If they can't hear... No, don't listen to this guy.
What?
Don't... All right. So anyways, we're going to... thank you for that, for your holiday tradition and the bull balls.
Hey, what can I say? It's what I'm here for.
All right. Okay.
Next time you need bowls, let me know.
Comic relief there. This is something I guarantee you've never heard. This is David Garrity. He is the a multi-instrumentalist and singer for the band Bell X... backup singer for the band Bell X1, and this song is called Ragdoll.
Exactly what I'm searching for. I'm searching for. Be sure would catch my breath, and how much more would someone else to slide between?
I stood and looked down. You know I lost a lot of friends there, baby. I got no time to mess around. So if you want it, got to bleed for it, baby.
WMFO in Medford. That was, you know what that was. That was Van Halen with Ain't Talking About Love, and that was a request for Nathan in the Cornfields. I forgot to mention that. And before that, we heard Bell X1 with Hey Annalena. And before that, of course, was David Garrity, who was also one of the singers for Bell X1. I wanted to let you know, this is sort of my own, this doesn't represent anything about the station, just me. Consider this next 20 minutes and possibly hour and 20 minutes. If no one comes in after me, we're going to stay here for 2 hours. But as your refuge and safe space away from Christmas music. But I want to be sure to tell you that within the last few minutes of this hour, there will indeed be one Christmas song, but it's by the Pogues, so it's okay. All right? All right, so we were talking about that tradition with the bull and the balls hanging from the horn. So I found out it's a Scottish tradition, isn't it?
It's better to specify.
Wait. Why isn't that working? That's interesting.
If you want to turn the microphone on, yeah, better like at least press the button.
It's on. So.
So, first of all, to clarify, the balls he's talking about are Christmas bulbs, like you hang from the tree. Now, this tradition, it didn't start with the Amish, right? It started back in Scotland, back in the years of, before my time. And
around the time of Wallace, wasn't it?
No.
William Wallace?
No. It was the time of Al. He was like Wallace, except he was stupid. He was just not very intelligent, is what I mean. Anyway.
What did he rebel against? He rebelled against something important.
Yes. It was the great haggis famine. The English. I seriously, like,
I hear you.
I can't even begin. Look, I'm right here. Look, you English man, shut up. Anyway, the cow's in the balls. Okay, it started in Scotland. You see, there was this banshee, right, troubling the local villages in my hometown, and so one day the men of the town finally got out and slayed the beast, and they paraded it around town with their favorite cow. Okay, so they took all the arms and stuff, hung it from the antlers. There were many arms. Horns. I was mixing up my legends.
Right. That's okay. We mix legends, make for better stories, right?
Pretty soon they realized that it was too gruesome for children, so they replaced it with Christmas bulbs as it was the holiday season. And Saint Nicholas came and said, please don't hang these creatures' arms from your cows. Here, take these balls and put them on the horns. And this is true. This is true. This was my great-grandfather. Yeah, he... it's another story for another time, but my, what a warrior he was. Slayed St. Nicholas with one swipe of his mighty sword.
That's quite the tradition. Didn't that have something to do with the invention or discovery of haggis?
Well, you could say that. Really, it was just St. Nicholas with his powerful Christmassy magic. He shot upon the local fields a great power, and it really just pulverized the sheep.
I think you're starting to make stuff up.
What do you think I've been doing this whole time?
I take back I want everyone to I want to apologize to everyone for having made you a little less intelligent, maybe.
Well, the part about the cow is true, okay, and that's true enough.
All right, coming up next we have Evanescence with "Bring Me to Life." Oh, "Bring Me to Life." No, we don't have "Bring Me to Life." We have "Going Under" by Evanescence. Evanescence.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you. And you still won't hear me. Don't hold your hand this time. Not tormented, daily defeated.
black private dick. That's a sex machine to all the cheeks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? The cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Shut. Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
And we can dance.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
WMFO in Medford, coming up on the last 8 minutes, 7 minutes of the show. I might be on for another hour. I have no idea whether there's someone coming in. I have no idea whether there's someone coming in after me, but we'll find out, I'm sure. But if not, I want you to have a happy holiday. I want you to have a peaceful new year. I won't be back until sometime mid-January because I'll be somewhere else and not here. So with that aside, we're gonna go out, possibly go out with one of my favorite Christmas songs. Trigger warning. This is a Christmas song, but also it's the Pogues. But also trigger warning. This is probably one of the most non-PC songs with one line. So if you're sensitive to things, block your ears. And maybe we'll see you afterwards. Maybe we won't. Be kind to each other. And happy holidays. And happy new year.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
WMFO, Medford. On the campus of Tufts University. And coming up next, it looks like we're here for a little while longer. Maybe we'll find out. Coming up next, we have another one that I guarantee you've never heard. This is Mick Christopher, and the song is called Heyday.